Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So the governor sends out this note last week that you don't have to get your kids immunized this year because you're too busy with COVID-19. To enable children to enter and attend school, or an early childhood program without the required immunizations, with Governor Wolf's authorization, the department is suspending the regulations, which provides a list of immunizations a child must have. Why? Why? States, children do not need them right now. Says, because department's public health nurses are dealing with pandemic-related mitigation. What are they doing? Where are they doing this? Mass COVID-19 vaccination clinics. Man, I don't see it. Do they know something we don't know? Mass COVID-19 vaccination clinics. Where the hell are they at? Is there a COVID-19 vaccine I'm not aware of? Oh, it says the possibility of. This is what sucks, excuse me. This is what stinks about government and bureaucracy. There is no damn vaccine, man. It isn't even possible. And they're saying you don't have to get your kid immunized for measles because there might be a, I'm telling you, I'm reading this verbatim, nurses could be tasked with pandemic-related mitigation, including the possibility of mass COVID-19 vaccination clinics. Really, man? Come on, man. Really? So check this out. They're going to cancel, well, Pittsburgh Public Schools, 9 weeks. They're staying home longer than 9 weeks. And who knows if they'll ever go back to school one-on-one, face-to-face, because they're worried about COVID-19. Yet they're saying, don't get your vaccines for measles. Before there was a measles vaccine, the number one leading cause of childhood morbidity. That's my doctor right there. Oh, it's just bizarre to me. So now, as my boy Gary says, we're going to put our kids at risk. I can't understand any of this. It doesn't make, is there a parent out there that gets this? Anyone? So now you can know that if you are sending your kid back to school, there's my doctor, that not only could they be exposed to measles, mumps, and whooping cough, there's always that possibility of COVID-19 as well. Isn't that special? It's just ridiculous. It's obnoxious and it's dangerous. I got to grab Dr. John Williams, the chief of the Division of Pediatric Infectious Disease at UPMC Children's. Good morning, doctor. How are you today, sir?
I'm great, Marty. How are you?
Well, I got three kids. This is a little bit frightening to me and unsettling. Is it giving you the same kind of feelings, doctor?
But, you know, it really is concerning, both as a parent of kids and a pediatrician. I think what people forget is that some diseases are eradicated by vaccines. Smallpox, gone from the world thanks to vaccines. Polio, almost gone from the world thanks to the Salk vaccine invented here in Pittsburgh. But many of the germs that cause serious infections, like meningitis and whooping cough and encephalitis, things like this, those germs are still around and circulating. And the reason we don't see diseases is because of the vaccine. So if we let up on vaccinating kids, we'll see a lot of these diseases.
Doctor, I'm going to read from their news release from the governor's office that nurses, public health nurses, are going to be tasked with pandemic-related mitigation, including the possibility of mass COVID-19 vaccination clinics. Doctor, not to be cynical here, but have you heard of the possibility of mass COVID-19 vaccination clinics, sir?
Well, it's certainly not happening this fall because there are no licensed vaccines yet, and there won't be for many months. I mean, look, the public health department is a critical partner in keeping our citizens, including our children, safe. And they're always working hard and trying to do the right thing. And, you know, we're fully supportive of our public health department at the county and at the state. But there are not going to be mass vaccination clinics for COVID this fall. The vaccine's just not coming that soon. It can't until it goes through the phase 3 clinical trials. And so, I think a lot of us are very concerned that instead what will happen is that children won't get their important routine vaccinations. And that can happen very safely. All pediatricians, you know, our practices affiliated with Children's, the CC Children's Community Practices, and at UPMC Children's, and at all pediatricians in the area, they can safely deliver vaccines. You know, doctors' offices know how to handle this now. They know how to bring in your child to get their vaccine safely. So I really encourage parents to get those vaccines before school and don't try and delay it because, you know, when a child gets sick, then it's too late and you wish you had gotten it done.
Dr. John Williams, Chief of the Division of Pediatric Infectious Disease at Children's. Doctor, I'm really hacked about this, and I throw this number out. Prior to 1963, there were 500,000 measles cases per year before the vaccine and more than 500 deaths just in California in 1 year. 16,600 cases, 3,500 hospitalizations, 75 deaths just in California. People could get sick and die if they don't get these immunizations, right?
Well, they absolutely can. Many of these germs are still around. So many people, of course, remember, you know, the measles outbreaks we've had over the last few years. Those outbreaks came because of people not vaccinating. You know, not that long ago in my career, when I was in Tennessee, we had a large outbreak of whooping cough. Four full-term, perfectly healthy infants died of whooping cough.
Wow.
Because of, you know, inadequate vaccination. So, and the germ that causes whooping cough, it's around in the community. It's not at all gone. So, yeah, people just have, you know, most of us don't know lots of people who have suffered these illnesses because of vaccines. And so that creates sometimes a false sense of security. We don't need it. Look, if you haven't been in a car wreck lately, that doesn't mean you should stop wearing your seatbelt,
right?
Okay?
On.
Keep the seatbelt on.
Hey, doctor, I am so disheartened by this, and I got to say this because this is so important to me. Already, emergency room visits are down 42%. Already, big boys like myself aren't going for cancer follow-ups. Folks aren't going when they have symptoms of stroke. It's a problem already. This just intensifies it, does it not, sir?
Well, I think it could because, you know, if we let up on keeping high rates of vaccinations, that really can lead to big problems for individual children because these germs are still around. So kids can individually have these infections and suffer and even die. And unfortunately, in my career over the last 25 years, I've seen a number of children suffer and die from vaccine-preventable illnesses. So it can be a tragedy for individual children. And at the population level, if you don't have enough vaccinated people, and everybody by now has heard the term herd immunity, if you don't have good herd immunity, then the disease can spread like wildfire and not only cause really severe, tragic individual cases, but a massive strain on the healthcare system. You know, this happens with flu every winter. We're seeing it happen with COVID now, because for COVID, we have no vaccine yet and no herd immunity. So for diseases that we do have vaccines, keeping up herd immunity is a really important way to avoid the kind of mass outbreaks that we're having with COVID right now.
Dr. Williams, I appreciate you, sir. It's great information. I appreciate what you're telling folks. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for making people aware of this. And again, public health departments are critical partners, and they're really helping keep us safe. But as a parent and as a pediatrician, I really would encourage people, get your children those vaccines before school. There is plenty of time. And please, get a flu shot.
You could die. You could die if you don't get your kids vaccinated. Your kids could die. Remember that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.